to cut the well, go hit to break the land, and level it up and things like that, you see.
So that would just, what did you pull with it on the tractor? What would you pull behind it?
Well, I would break it, bottom plows, disc plows, cultivators.
You said a bottom plow and a disc plow. Are they different?
It's just a chair plow that throw the land, the bottom land up. You see, that's what we call a chair plow.
Are there some other kinds of plows you use on the farm?
Yes, sir.
What are they?
Yeah, more or less the same clubs that we used to pull with mules, only different and bigger. And we move just all on the pull one at a time with the tractor. All depends on the power of the tractor. We pull three or four at the same time.
So you have a lot of
them. Well, you see, they were made for tractor power, you see. Those years there were no tractors around here in San Ignacio, but I go to around Laredo and work on the onion farms there, you see. Well, those years they don't use the tractors to cultivate the onions, but they use them to break the land with, to level it up, open ditches with them.
Well, did you ever have any kind of plow, we call it a G-whiz or something like that?
I do not understand you.
Did you ever have a plow called a G-whiz? What is a G-whiz? You ever heard of that?
I don't know what a G-whiz is.
Tell me, sir, what's your religion?
Well, I don't know exactly what religion I am. I'm a Christian, that's what I know. And I was baptized and married by the Catholic Church. So, I believe, and everybody thinks me, that I'm a Catholic. But I'm not a church, how do you call them? People who don't go very often to church. I don't go very well.
And you telling me this morning about going to school? Tell me about your going to school.
Well, I used to go to just part of the system of school. My first education that I received was in Spanish. When I was about, 10 years old, my father sent me to Nuevo Laredo, that means Laredo, Mexico, to the Mexican school with some keen focus on my mother.
Was there a school here?
It was a school, an English school here. Then.
But you didn't go to that one?
Well, they sent me over there. Anyhow, they sent me over there to get the Spanish education there. But I don't stay there long because in 1911, by the end of 1910 and the beginning of 1911, it started Madero Mexican Revolution there in Mexico. And they bring me back here to San Ignacio. They were afraid that some, they don't know, they might attack the city there and get involved in the revolution. So when I came over here, I started studying English in the English school.
So how old were you then?
Well, I was 13 or 14 years old then, when I started in the fourth grade. It was pretty hard to me because I tried to read the English book the same as I used to read the Spanish. And you know, the it is not the same, very different there. Do you study Spanish there in your school there?
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to read Spanish then.
It's different.
It's a very difference. And I had a lot of trouble there, but in other fields like math and things like that, geography, history, general history, I was kind of advancing. So in about a couple of months, they put me in the third grade, on second grade, and then in the third grade and so on. And I was passing all right. The only trouble was I don't speak enough English. I can read and translate, but cannot speak. Well, nowadays I can read the paper and I understand what you say in English, no matter if it's in English. But my ear is not very good to follow your conversation, you see. And I can write some. If I think poetry, I have to write it and study it and then write it. But it's not the same way when you are going to speak person to person. To me, I don't seem to me. That's the reason why my English is so broken and I don't speak it fluently.
Well, is that true of everyone here or do many people here speak English as their main language?
Well, you see, nowadays, most of the people speak English, especially young people from the 20s and 30s.